huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. So, you know, people always say, you've got to be the best. You know, if you want to be successful, you've got to be the very best. The best in your game, the best in the field, the best you can possibly be. I don't think that that's right. And in the modern world of social media and, you know, online YouTube sensations, the world has changed. Now, I'm going to do a little quiz if you're up for it. Are you up for a quiz? Let me know if you're up for a quiz. Do you know who the highest paid athlete is? Because I'm about to, what I believe, prove to you that being the best is not actually the best. The world has changed. So let me know in the comments, do you know who the highest paid athlete in the world is? The highest paid athlete gets paid, or got paid this last year, about 35% more than the second highest paid athlete. And I believe that the highest paid athlete proves that you should not necessarily strive to be the best if you want to be successful, if you want to build vast wealth. Alexia said Tiger Woods. I see where you're going, but not right. And by the way, it's not Leo Messi. Leo Messi is second with 130 million earned. It's not Cristiano Ronaldo. Cristiano Ronaldo is third with 120 million earned. It's not LeBron James. LeBron James is fifth. A baseball player is fourth. I bet no one's going to guess. Come on, let's have a go. Who is the highest paid athlete in the world? I'll give you a clue. He's not the best in his sport. He's probably not even the fifth best in his sport. But everyone knows his name. No, it's not Djokovic. No, not sure if he even made the top 10. Lewis Hamilton, I think, is about number 8. It's not Lewis Hamilton. Come on. I think this proves that what I'm about to tell you is very relevant. So, in the world of social media, reaching billions online, in the world of the personal brand, being the best is no longer the best. It's not Roger Federer. It's not Lewis Hamilton. Jake Paul just won a boxing match. He would have been paid tens of millions for that. And is he the best boxer? Not by a mile. Floyd Mayweather probably got paid minimum $15 million for his fight with a YouTuber. Finally, someone's got it. Craig, you are a legend. The highest paid athlete in the world with $180 million earned last year is Conor McGregor. Now, get this. Get this. Conor McGregor has lost 4 of his last 7 fights. He lost his last fight. He is no way the best fighter in the UFC. He is no way even the best fighter in his weight division. He is not. So why is Conor McGregor paid more than any other athlete in the world by more than 35%? Well, I'm going to tell you in a minute. But first, I'm going to tell you what Dana White said. So Dana White would know who's worth the most in the UFC because he freaking pays them. So he knows what they bring. Now, Heena has said he's the best branded. I'll come to that in a moment. Apparently quite a lot of UFC fighters bitched and moaned and complained that they weren't paid enough. And Dana White had zero sympathy. And I'm glad, not that he cares what I think, but the reason I'm glad is because that's not how money works. Money doesn't work. If you go, I don't make any fucking money. Conor McGregor makes more fucking money than me. Conor McGregor doesn't pay any fucking tax. It's not fucking fair. I earn 15 quid a week. He earns 180 million a year. The world's not fucking fair. Fuck my life. That's not a strategy for making more money. It doesn't work. You bring about what you think about. The universe gives you back what you give it. The universe is a mirror. So if you bitch and moan and complain and become a victim, you'll get more of it. So, Dana White is pretty upfront about that. Stop bitching, stop moaning, stop complaining. Here's what you do. So what Dana White told all the other UFC fighters who were bitching and moaning that they weren't paid enough, he said, go start a YouTube channel. Become a star. Get more pay-per-view eyeballs. Promote the fights instead of complaining. Now, Joe Rogan got paid $100 million for his podcast and makes $30 million a year from the podcast. I have no idea what he makes as a comedian, no idea what he makes from Dana White, of the contract he has with UFC. But it could be 50, 60, 70 million a year. Why? One, eyeballs. Two, value. Value plus eyeballs equals income. There you go. That's my new model for wealth. Value plus eyeballs equals income. So Conor McGregor is a fucking star. You love him or you loathe him, it doesn't really matter. He's a star. Everyone's watching him. Everyone's talking about him. These YouTubers, Jake Paul, Logan Paul, Mr. Beast, they make tens of millions a year because they have social media channels. They have eyeballs. They have followers. Now, the old rhetoric used to be, you know, if you want to beat the best, if you want to beat the rest, you got to be the best. If you want to beat the rest, you got to be the best. You don't have to be the best at your art anymore. You have to have a personal brand. You have to have followers and fans. You have to be talked about. You have to kind of be a bit polarizing, entertaining, as Hina has said, talked about. You have to have a YouTube channel. You have to have a social media following. You have to have something to say. So here's what I'm going to summarize now and put it into words, i.e. soundbite. People used to say, if you want to make the most, you need to be the best. Now I would say, if you want to make the most, you need to be the most valuable. Conor McGregor is more valuable to Dana White than the top-ranked UFC fighter in his division, fact. Joe Rogan is more valuable to Spotify than probably some people who are more experienced in business, more experienced in podcasting, have made more money. Because followers, eyeballs, controversy, discussion, debate, energy, promotion, relentlessness, presence, mind space. And this is what a brand is. So, by the way, hit the share button if you think this content is useful. You might notice I've done a lot more content recently on what's going on in the world around money and earnings and capitalism and even some complaints about it, and tried to get the case study lesson behind it. Because I could do a live and say, hey, it's Rob. If you want to make more money, be more valuable. Thanks for tuning in. Hit the share button. Now fuck off. You know, I could say that to you, but that's not really going to sink in. So first off, if you found this content useful, hit the share button. If you've not paid me any money yet, if you've not donated any stars, if you've not yet given back what I've given to you, then hit the freaking share button. It's how the world works. If you're grateful for my content, if you think that I challenge you in some way, hit the share button. Now, to summarize, the old adage used to be, if you want to beat the rest, you've got to be the best. Conor McGregor is nowhere near the best, but he is the top earning athlete of the last year. He's 35, 40% more than Leo Messi, more than Ronaldo. He is not the best in his division. He's lost four of his last seven fights. But Dana White said to all the complainers who said they weren't paid enough, he's got a massive YouTube channel. He gets massive pay-per-view pulls. I asked Floyd Mayweather this when I interviewed him. I said, Floyd, are you worried that your legacy, you know, the credibility of you as one of the greatest boxers of all time is going to be put in jeopardy by fighting YouTubers? Anyway, go and Google Tyson Fury. And I did. How many followers has he got? 2-3 million. Go and Google Logan Paul. How many followers has he got? 40 million. There you go. Bang. Shamed me. He fights these YouTubers because of reach, because of pay-per-view, because of the depth of knowledge and mind space and value. Oh, but YouTubers aren't valuable. Yes, they are, because entertainment is one of the biggest industries in the world. So, do you want to be good? Yeah. Would it be great to be great? Yeah. But you can be the best in your industry and the worst at marketing and have no social media presence and you are no one. You can be the top UFC fighter in your division and really don't earn a lot compared to Conor McGregor because you're not seen and you're not heard. So you've got to get out your way and remember this. Eyeballs plus value equals income, not being the best. Eyeballs plus value equals income. And being valuable can be entertaining, educating, informative, inspiring. It can be being disruptive. It's not necessarily about being the best. So hit the share button if you found this useful. Conor McGregor's top with 180 million earned this year. And I say hats off to you. Leo Messi is second. Ronaldo is third. They have offered value to their teams for 20 years. So if you look at Ronaldo's signing, 20 million for someone who maybe got one season or not even, or maybe two at best, who knows? And then 500 grand a week. Why is he paid that? Because the club can leverage his name and probably sell 100 or 200 million pounds worth of shirts in a week. And they'll get sponsorship and endorsements and TV rights across the globe. So basically, Ronaldo can make his employers more money. And this is why footballers are paid more than nurses, because nurses can't really make their employers more money. So if you're in a job, you need to make your employers more money. If you're an entrepreneur, your employers are your customers. You need to make people more money. The more money you can make your employers, the more valuable you are to them. Like Conor McGregor to Dana White, like Joe Rogan to Dana White and Spotify. The more money you make your employers, the more money you make yourself. But what do most employees go, oh, well, the pay rise is not fucking fair. I've never paid rise for fucking ages. It's not really fair. My employers are bastards. No, you got to go and make your employer money. That's why public sector bit fucked. That's why private sector fucking love it. That's why capitalism works. Hit the share button. Fuck off and have an amazing day. I love you all. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything. Get eyeballs on you. Be more valuable and the income will flow like Conor McGregor. Boom.